This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Okay, I'm going to do something. I'm going to lead off with this simply because I just sort of became aware of something. And I almost believe that I have sort of a responsibility to anybody who's ever taken my advice and done something that I advocated you do. Since the NRA meetup, the status of Second Call Defense has been thrown into play. And it has come to a point now where there have been cancellation letters sent out by both NRA Carry Guard, who's trying to absorb Second Call Defense's membership, and Second Call Defense trying to maintain that membership. The part that has me worried is that Second Call Defense keeps pushing back certain dates on certain things they're going to actually execute. And I don't know if that's because they have some sort of legal thing going on with them, because I know that there's been some things where they've been enjoined in some to some degree by a legal process with the NRA and NRA Carry Guard. So I'm going to go out tomorrow. I didn't have enough time to do it today because I just came to this conclusion 35 minutes ago. But I'm going to go out tomorrow and I'm going to find the closest thing to the same type of membership that Second Call Defense offers with somebody else. And I'm not going to make a dime off of it, and I'm going to put it out there, and then you guys can do what you want. Here is the thing about this that concerns me the most is this is essentially insurance. And if you're going out there and I'm in the same boat as everybody else. So I'm going out there, and if something does happen and I make that call and I don't get a response, which is not to say that I think that would happen, but I can't get anything definitive as to what will happen. That's the problem. That's the issue. If somebody would step up and say, well, yeah, this will happen, or this will happen, or this won't happen, or that won't happen, then I got no worries. At least I have somebody making a claim. Of course, then the worry becomes, hey, what about this? What about that? So if you are a Second Call Defense member, I'm going to try to find you something along those same lines. And then if you want to remain a Second Call Defense member, that's up to you. I will tell you that I will not be. You can't imagine what kind of a bridge I just walked over, making that, stringing those couple of paragraphs together to tell you that. You can't imagine everything I just eradicated out of the past of this show. But at the same time, if you listen to me and I tell you to do something and I find out that it may not be necessarily that way, then I cannot in good conscience allow that just to go on and not say nothing. That's the big issue here for me, is that I've been agonizing over this for, I don't know, I don't want to say agonizing. I've been sitting back saying, okay, what is my fiduciary responsibility? With a sponsor, in most cases with a sponsor, if they can deliver the goods, then my fiduciary responsibility to the sponsor is to try to promote them as far as I can take them. to the highest degree of my capability. And typically I do it with more than just running their ad. I'll do it with video reviews, and I'll do it with bringing them on the show. And I'll, you know, if they're somewhere local and something and I can go do something with them, I'll do something with them. If they go to a show and I'm at the show, I'll hang out with them or whatever I can do to promote them. But only on one other occasion have I ever sat back and looked at a sponsor and realized that I couldn't definitively state that what used to be was the way it was. What was started out was the way it was. And in the case I'm referring to is a company called Salient Arms. Now, Salient Arms is currently, the parent company of Salient Arms is currently in the middle of what's going to turn into a very messy bankruptcy. And I have heard through the grapevines of, and there's lots of people that would come on and say, this isn't happening. I'm just going by what's out there in the public view, though. And I don't know that. Salient Arms in 2015, they went pretty dark. They vanished and essentially didn't return anybody's phone calls for about 6 or 7 months. And I was out there steady pumping Salient Arms, best gun modifier out there. And then around about April, I quit that because I found out what was really happening. I found out what had really happened all the way up to that point. And at that moment, I had to eradicate everything I had done in the past with that particular sponsor because it turned out that they no longer could deliver the goods. And in both cases, I would tell you that I do not have any firsthand knowledge that there's anything malfeasant going on. But I will also tell you that the part that I don't ever want to hear of a moment when I promote something and then somebody says, this completes me. And then they go out and they try to use that something and it's not there. It's not there. So I'm going to do a little more. And I mean, by tomorrow, I will have something else I can tell you regarding this. But as far as the rest of it is concerned, I mean, I'm so concerned about this, which I've been letting this, my intro, which says I'm presented by Second Call Defense, I've been letting that just cruise because it's easier to just leave it in place than it is to replace it. I'm going to start working on that tomorrow, too. And I will say this with no hesitation whatsoever. I hope that whatever is going on with them, which, you know, you get, there's so many sides to the story that it's, you know, you just know something's going on at the end of the day. I hope whatever is going on with them, that they resolve it and that they stay in business. That would be my druthers if I get to make a choice. But beyond the rest of it, well, that's about all there is to it. If you guys stay with them, I will say this. The reason to stay with them is because of the plan that they offer. The plan is very comprehensive and it covers everything out there. But the plan is only as good as the company backing it. It's like the NICS system. It's only as good as the information given to it. This is only as good as the company that's backing the plan. Otherwise, it's just footnotes on a website. Am I looking? No, I'm not. But I will. If you sent me some, I will. Yes, I will look at those. Desert Eagle, I will look at my text messages after the break. But I just wanted to put that out there. And I'm going to open the show tomorrow telling you what I have found out. And trying to give you another direction to go into. There is numerous companies out there that offer this. I'm going to try to find you the one with the most bang for the buck. And this will be a non-sponsor endorsement that I do. And I've done them before. I'll probably do them again. Don't consider this as buyer beware. This is just sort of more of a FYI. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't get my money.
I didn't tell him that I loved him. How much I care to think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. There was an Irish poet named W.B. Yeats, and he wrote, "Too long a sacrifice can make a stone of the heart." He wrote that after he witnessed the violence of the 1960 Easter Rising. Now we're in an America today. More divided than ever. with the left more radicalized than ever. And there's a whole lot of hearts of stone. The Washington shooting of Steve Scalise and the other Republican lawmakers in June, the attack on Senator Rand Paul last week, the massacre at Sutherland Springs, Texas, all of them appear to have been carried out by persons motivated, at least in part, by a leftist ideology. The baseball field shooter, James Hodgkinson, was a left-wing activist who hated Trump and targeted Republicans. The attack on Rand Paul was reportedly carried out by a neighbor who had extremely leftist views and may have attacked Paul because of political differences. And then we have the little Texas dweeb shooter who has been variously reported to have been a leftist and a radical atheist. There's proof that Devin Kelly posted strongly worded comments on atheism. There's also proof that he endorsed numerous leftist causes. And there's also evidence that Kelly was aligned with United Against Fascism, a far-left political group. Whether his political views were the primary motive, that remains to be seen, but clearly his attack on a conservative white church was not a random thought in his head. Violence is never the way, either on the left or the right, but it seems that the left has a particular propensity for violence. Edmund Burke, when he did his analysis of the French Revolution, he said the leftist ideology itself contained the seeds of violence. The idea of revolution is fundamental to all leftist thinking, and as Robespierre asserted, in the eyes of a revolutionary, terror is only just as prompt, severe, and inflexible. It is therefore an emanation of virtue. So, in one form or another, every left-wing terrorist or tyrant since that time has ascribed to this fundamental concept. The idea that the leftist support of justice, as they see it, confers the right to employ violence or force. And the fact that the left condones violence in the service of social justice is actually one reason for its appeal. It's a very short step from the idea that terror is only justice to the equally misguided idea that individuals have the right to carry out said justice. So for the radical left, all existing structures of thought and institutions must be torn down so they can be replaced with supposedly ideal structures. So it is for that reason that they have always employed slogans like "To the Barricades," "A New Deal," "Occupy Wall Street," and sometimes just simply "Forward," "A Better Deal." And the Democratic Party's current watchword is an international nondescript, ridiculous-sounding version of these revolutionary slogans, but it preserves the common idea of the fundamental change, the better deal. And the idea is the culprit. As long as the left adheres to Robespierre's idea that justice authorizes the use of force, there will be many willing to support revolution with violence. Violence is part of their genetic code. The entire history of leftist revolution, from Rousseau to Robespierre to Marx to Lenin to Stalin to Mao, Pol Pot, Castro, Chavez, it's predicated on the idea that existing society must be transformed by means of violence, and that opponents must be liquidated unless they are willing to submit to re-education, and even if they are not. That sort of attitude has now become familiar to Americans as they witness the acts of groups like Antifa. One particularly chilling aspect of these groups is the extent to which they're willing to dehumanize their opponents, whether innocent churchgoers or police officers on the beat, reducing them to nothing but an inhuman stereotypical silhouette. Now, I'm an ex-soldier. I'm a conservative. I vote Republican for the most part. I do not generally fantasize about being in, fomenting, precipitating, doing anything to cause a civil war or a class war. And that's because the very nature of conservatism is rooted in the idea of conserving rather than destroying. It's also rooted in the idea that I understand what violence is. And I understand what real violence is. And I understand how to bring real violence. I understand the horror of real violence. Conservatives are protectors and promoters of life. They view all life as sacred, not prone to dehumanizing their political opponents, no matter how strongly they disagree with them. The true nature of conservatism, as John Paul II wrote, is to celebrate God's creation by manifesting love for one's family and fellow man. At the same time, he warned that social justice cannot be attained by violence. Violence kills what it intends to create. Unless you are the righteous, and I'll get to that in a minute. John Paul II recognized that every moment of life is precious because it is part of a divine creation, and it's apparent to a conservative, whether he is religious in a conventional sense or not, life is filled with goodness. So, these things for me is a lesson of the recent attacks on conservatives and Christians. I share in the grief of those who have lost family and friends, and I believe more than ever that life has purpose and goodness. And mine is a faith. It's not an ideology that could never support the executions and class wars and gulags and assassinations perpetrated by the left. Unfortunately, the left is not going away, and neither is its propensity for violence. Political terrorism has not been relegated to the past. It is the present-day nature of the left, and it will continue probably with greater force in the future. The problem here is that with violence, where it destroys what it creates, it doesn't destroy what was being created by a righteous person. Because when somebody like you, when somebody like me introduces violence, we're simply using it to stop violence. We're not trying to create anything. We're trying to stop violence. So therefore, we win. We're trying to preserve life, not take it. And sometimes you have to take a life to preserve life. Mr. Williford found that out. We must remain conservators. We must always protect life, just as we're protecting of life-giving institutions and traditions. And in the wake of terrible violence, we must remain conservatives in the best sense. But we have to also understand that there is a time where sometimes the righteous will have to step up and be violent in order to stop violence. The righteous protects the innocent. The righteous protects life. The righteous conserves. The leftists have no idea what they're inviting themselves into. It will be pain. The bloodiest of pain. And there will be no doubt what they just ran into. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'm getting texts from Desert Eagle, who's been a stalwart of the chat room forever. He sent me a picture of a 400-pound, seven-foot-long boar that he killed after it busted through the bushes in his driveway trying to get after his dog, Theodore. And he popped it with a Desert Eagle. And when I say a Desert Eagle, that's his name brand. He builds his own rifles. He built his own little AR-15 in 7.62 by 39 and popped that gentleman. And, well, I'd imagine the smoker is going to get set up at Desert Eagle's house. That's been entertaining me. I like that. I do like it. Okay, so we had the Virginia gubernatorial race and the New Jersey gubernatorial race. And neither one of the things that happened there was a surprise to me. Sitting out there and hoping that Gillespie was going to win was fine. I was never convinced that he was going to win. Virginia is skewing. Right now they're deep purple. And they're going to go blue. They're going to go blue. And I don't know what that means for the gun owners of Virginia. But it's Virginia has become a suburb of Washington, D.C. So everybody that works in D.C. that comes to Virginia to live, how do you think they're going to vote? So, but here's the thing about these races, when the requiem of the race, the talking heads, because they just can't say, well, okay, Virginia was won by Northam, let's move on. They've got to sit there and break it down for weeks on end, ad nauseum. So when you hear the Democratic Communist media telling it, for us, that was the bell tolling. We are the disgusting, deplorable dullards who are supporters of the revolting MAGA maggot in the White House. And mind you now, we're all, you know, these people who are giving these demonstrations of extravagant electoral glee are the very same folks who were all but suicidal a year ago. And their shoe-in winner got an unexpected shoe in her wide electoral fanny and was kicked to the curb. And just as they were excessively overwrought then, so now they are far too giddily optimistic regarding the portent of these recent results. To hear them tell it, you could easily believe the 2018 elections are all but a done deal for the Dems, and that we deplorables may as well stay home on Election Day 2018. But don't you believe? Don't do it. What I believe happened in Virginia was that the Republican establishment ran one of their favorites, an unfortunate, lackluster lobbyist who was so uninspiring that he couldn't manage a simple majority in the party primary. He pulled that out with only 43% of the vote. And where the other 57%? Do you suppose they stayed home rather than bother to go vote for this unexceptional party hack that they had almost rejected in the earlier race? The Democrats, Northam is a guy of considerable accomplishment, a graduate of the BMI. He went on to medical school and served as an Army doctor for 8 years. He then became a practicing physician, a medical professor, a hospice medical director. Almost make you want to think about crossing over and voting for him, don't you? Simply because that requires being in hospice requires a special kind of medical empathy to manage the end-of-life medical care for a terminally ill patient. Military service counts, you know. Virginia has one of the largest active military and retiree populations in the nation. And I'd wager that many of these usual Republican military voters either crossed over and voted for the former military doctor or stayed home. Gillespie is a Washington lobbyist who spent his entire life in politics as a fence-sitting moderate Republican against a formidable candidate possessing a very admirable curriculum vitae. You probably couldn't find a better example of elite Republican establishment stupidity than in that particular example of candidate selection. And unfortunately, not only did it cost the party a governorship, but the down ballot effects were significant as well, likely giving the Dems control of the Virginia legislature. And this is not an unexpected political shift. It's been coming for some time as the burgeoning wealthy Virginia suburbs abutting the nation's capital expand their influence over the state's governments. And if you look at the county voting map, it's evident that urban Virginia is increasingly blue, while the vast majority of rural Virginia remains conservative. Considering that population concentration around DEC, it shouldn't be surprising if Virginia becomes another blue state lining America's eastern shores, joining Maryland and Delaware, New Jersey, and so forth. I decided to go this way because I heard some television guys saying that this election was a profound rejection of Donald Trump and everything he stands for. And no, it wasn't. It was a classic example of poor politicking by an inept elitist establishment leadership. So buck up and get back out there, all of you deplorables. I'm with you. And let's see if we can kick some sense into the stupid party. That is the only hope we have to stop the madness of political correctness and racial pandering. In addition to all these other things that we face today. Remember, and never forget, but remember this. The media cannot be believed. The media doesn't like Trump. You know, Trump's popularity was at about the same percentage running up to the election as it is today. And the same pollsters that got it wrong about who was going to win the election are out there polling, telling us how unpopular Donald Trump is. And yet Donald Trump very quietly just keeps on accomplishing things. The establishment Republicans cannot afford to let him succeed. The Democrats cannot afford to let him succeed. If he gets out there and he actually accomplishes some things that both parties have been saying they're going to do for 30 years and they just haven't ever done it, and they'll say, oh, time's not right, or we don't have the votes, or this isn't, or we need this, and, you know, whatever it is, if he goes out there and does it, they're done. They're done. I don't even know if we would have political parties after that. He's out there strongly coming out, you know, with the Texas shooting. He came out and they were like, he's like, listen, this is not a gun thing. This is a mental health thing. And that's just common sense. I know far too many. I know some really dangerous people. I'm pleased to know them. And yet at the same time, the last thing they would ever consider is going up and opening up on a church. Because going out there and deciding to shoot up a bunch of innocent people is mentally deficient. It is a mental health issue. You are crazy. Shooting children, shooting babies. That's crazy. And he didn't get out there and qualified. He didn't have to. It doesn't take a whole lot of stuff to figure that part of it out. And in the meantime, he's, you know, where was he? He was China or Japan or somewhere. I don't know. And he's being asked questions about Sutherland, Texas, and whether this we should be doing that or this or the other. I'm not worried about Mr. Trump. I'm not worried about anything that he does because he's just simply going to get it done. And to this end, while he did run as a Republican, I don't think he's a Republican. Because I see far too many Republicans not doing anything. But do whatever you do, do not look at Virginia and then look at the media when the media are saying, well, of course, this was a referendum on Trump. No, it wasn't. Trump hasn't been there long enough to have a referendum on him yet. He hasn't been in office for a year. Come to me in 2018. I got bad news for you, Democrats. It's going to be a bloodbath for you. The writing is on the wall. Has nothing to do with who you're going to run. Has nothing to do with anything else. You got too many Senate seats up for grabs. We're going to have a firm majority in the Senate, and then we're going to put two more justices in the Supreme Court. And demographically, you guys just keep on taking over the cities. Take over Virginia. Take over everything. Have it. We're still going to win. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Dateline Chicago or Chirac or Mogadishu on the Michigan or whatever you want to call it tonight. There you have the lethal combination of one-party domination and failed progressive ideology that's turned it into a killing zone in certain neighborhoods, and it's spreading to the nice places, and the chaos now spreading to the rest of the city is, it's causing a bit of alarm. So they've decided that there's some challenges to be met, and so they've made some change. Now, what I'm talking about is, you know, carjackings and shootings and all of these other things. So, Bill Ruthart of the Chicago Tribune gives the answer to Chicago's new rising problem as gangland spills out of the hood. You see there a pair of key Chicago aldermen want to fine pedestrians up to $500 if they're caught texting or using a cell phone while walking through an intersection. I'm not kidding. Stop laughing. The proposed ordinance would still have to pass the full city council, calls for fines of $900 to $500 for each incident of using a mobile device while crossing a street or highway. The goal of the introduction of this measure is to reduce pedestrian deaths and injuries, especially at crosswalks, according to longtime Alderman Edward, 14th Precinct, I said in a news release. He's co-sponsoring the proposed ordinance with Southside Alderman Anthony Beal, 9th. Who predicted it would increase safety by eliminating distractions for pedestrians. They cited statistics showing 27 pedestrians were killed in the first half of 2017, an increase of one death over the same period from last year. From 2011 to 2015, the city averaged 20.8 pedestrian fatalities, according to data from the Illinois Department of Transportation. They did not present any data or information on how many of those deaths involved a pedestrian using a mobile device. Luann Hamilton, the city's deputy transportation commissioner, said Wednesday there is no data showing a link between distracted walking and an increase in pedestrian deaths. So instead of tackling the murder rate, this law enforcement initiative would create a new offense that will bring in new revenue and shear the sheep with a serious fine, a sum of cash that would be beyond the means of the lower third or so that the, you know, of the income distribution to come up with. So social justice warriors already are targeting fines imposed on poor people that they cannot pay. in the United States Department of Justice's investigation into the Ferguson Police Department after an officer killed Michael Brown in 2014 that awakened the federal government and much of the general public to the burden of municipal fines and fees issued for everything from traffic violations to mismatched curtains to court costs. When people can't afford to pay these fees, they end up with criminal warrants, driver's license suspensions, and even end up in jail. I am totally unaware of any statute regarding mismatched curtains. And if there is one, I am in deep trouble. I mean, deep trouble. So here we have this lunatic proposal, which is a predacious move to use the police force to shake down the populace for more money. But they're not going to raise taxes, so there you have it. It will divert police and jail resources, which are already stretched beyond the breaking point, from murders to harassing pedestrians and eventually incarcerating a share of them. This is absolutely predatory. It is onion-level absurd. Even Mayor Rahm Emanuel is wary. You know, he said, everybody does it, and then everybody's irritated when somebody else does it. He was talking about pedestrians walking around distracted by a phone. So my total view is, I want to look at it. I think it has something to do with people's own safety and their attention around their own environments and around them and for their own safety and safety of others. Translation. I think... I think that this is just another, you know, before long, we're not going to be able to use our phones when we're in the restroom. We won't be able to use our phones indoors. They will become the cigarettes of our time. Everything that was so, you know, everything that's so cool about them will be made uncool. The everybody does it reality probably will doom this, though. Downtown Alderman Brandon Riley wasted no time dismissing the idea of fining pedestrians during an afternoon appearance on the Rokon show on WGN AM 720. He said the city had hard enough time enforcing other laws already on the books, such as speeding through intersections. This is what marks the hallmark of a progressive is their insatiable impulse to coerce people into behaving themselves properly. What they deem properly to be. And it's completely on display here, no matter what the future of this legislation. The proles just are not smart enough to pay attention when they cross the street. They must be disciplined. You cannot take the police, especially in a town like Chicago, and focus them on the stupidity of everyday behavior when the progressive's nanny state cannot competently deliver even the most basic necessity, which is civil order. Law enforcement relies on the goodness of the law-abiding. That makes their job easy. When I'm pulled over... You know, both of my hands go to the steering wheel. If it's dark, I turn on my light. I turn off my car. First thing is when they come up, excuse me, officer, I have a concealed carry permit. It's on my right side. Do you want it? I don't even have to do that by state law. But I want the guy to know that I know he's got a job to do, and I'm not going to get in the way of that. Getting out there and... getting out there and looking... at people looking at their phone as they cross a crosswalk. It's just about the stupidest thing I've ever heard, especially given what's going on in Chicago right now. They have carjackings that are coming into the nice neighborhoods in Chicago. Very shortly, they may encroach into the neighborhoods. Well, you know, Barack Obama's neighborhood where he came from before he decided to live with the wall surrounding him right outside of Washington, D.C., that, there's been just children killed just playing around in the streets there, caught in a crossfire. So Chicago is descending into hell. And this is really, truly, this is the same thing as the, this is the epitome of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. All right, excuse me there, City Council. We've got this crime problem. We've got these gangs killing each other. Listen, we know where the gangs are. We know who the gangs are. We know where they live and all this other stuff. All we need is a mandate and for us to know that we as law enforcement, if we go in there, that you're going to back us up and make sure that we're able to do our job. And when I say back us up, I don't want a bunch of, social justice snowflakes coming down on our backs while we try to do our job because nobody else wants to do it. Can I get that from you? Listen, Chief, we'll have to get back with you. We've got something else in mind that's really going to help you out. Look at this. You're going to have my men start looking at people crossing the crosswalk while they're looking at their mobile phone. Don't you know the iPhone X just came out? I would love to have been a fly on the wall when they were telling law enforcement that. Now I completely understand why law enforcement sometimes, and I don't mean this in jest, this kind of stupidity masquerading as civilian leadership, I can understand where law enforcement would get a little, I don't know, irate. Thrown under the bus or just completely deserted. I don't know what it is. Or led on a wild goose chase. I don't know. It is stupidity, though. That is absolutely stupid. I hope that there is a moment of sanity in the Chicago City Council where they say, well, let's at least not do this. We don't want to look like total fools, do we? I mean, just, the fools that you are is bad enough. I don't think I would try to make it any worse, would you? I didn't think so. So, I just found that quite amusing on a sad, sad way. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.